from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I could probably spend all day talking about that Texas Roadhouse story with just like different angles. Like right now, Rob, I give you and Caroline 2 tickets. And you can go anywhere in the United States. The only catch is you have to eat every one of your meals at Texas Roadhouse. Are you going? I will cover your flight. I'll cover your hotel. The only catch is that's the only place you can eat. I don't care. You cannot eat anywhere else. You go to Miami, Florida, every single meal. You at the Texas Roadhouse. Are you taking that trip? Are you going? You go to New Orleans right now. No, you think you having seafood? No gumbo? No, you not having any of that. You having the fried pork chops at Texas Roadhouse. Are you taking that deal?
No, because any city I'd want to go to, I lose out on the food and the culture to eat Texas Roadhouse exclusively.
Every meal.
Like if
brunch, dinner,
all of
lunch,
them.
Just waking up 4 days. It's the only place you can eat. You can only eat at Texas Roadhouse. I'm telling you, I could do that all day. I really could.
Or you have to take a trip to a place that's just not like, oh, Rob, you get a week and it's going to be great in Billings, Montana. Well, that's okay. Whatever.
Oh, that sounds like a great time. I just can't imagine. Like, you go to a city, like, it's your first time in Los Angeles, California. You know, great city. You know, so many great restaurants, so many different kind of places. Only place you can eat, Texas Roadhouse. Hey, the next one's 30 minutes away. We don't care. It's the only place you can go eat, and you can't eat at the same one twice. That sounds like a miserable vacation, not one that I'd be too excited about. All right, let's get to very serious things. I am so happy, so proud of my brother, Danny Parkins. Today, tomorrow, he is filling in for Colin Cowherd. And for my money, Colin Cowherd is the best sports talk host in the country. I think if you had to make a power ranking of best shows in the country, maybe you put Pat McAfee 1, maybe you put Cowherd 1, it doesn't matter. Those are the only two that are in the conversation for best sports talk show in the country. So the fact that Danny gets to fill in, and not just on the radio, he was on the TV earlier today. If you want to check it out, man, I'm so happy for my guy. I got a chance to talk to him yesterday. I'm going to talk to him later today. I want to hear more of the stories of the behind the scenes of what happened. We wouldn't do this for any other host or any other show or any other situation. But if Danny is on the Herd, oh, we talking about it on this show. So, I mean, in Danny Parkins fashion, you got to go with what you know in this scenario is when you're the fill-in. Rob, he did his 3 NFL overs. He did his 3 NFL unders. Why don't we go through the overs, shall we?
I'll give you my 3 favorite overs and 3 favorite unders for this upcoming season. And then if nothing else, you can hold it against me come December or January once we see whether or not these predictions have gone well or terribly. So we'll start with the teams that I think will exceed expectations on their number. And we will start with the Super Bowl favorites, the Kansas City Chiefs. This stat, in fact, I feel like does not get nearly enough attention. I know it does in the gambling world, but I'm talking mainstream. So the Chiefs over-under is at 11.5. Andy Reid now has been there a while. He has signed multiple contract extensions since getting to Kansas City. The Chiefs have gone over their win total every single season that Andy Reid is there. The next team gets so much talk, so much attention, but all for things that don't really matter on the field. Dallas Cowboys, over 10.5 wins. They've won 12 straight. They've won 12 games three straight years. No, they win 11. That would still be an over. The talk is, okay, they brought back Zeke Elliott and they lost Tony Pollard. It's a downgrade. They lost a couple of offensive linemen. I'm in agreement. It's a downgrade. The team did not get better. They've been stuck in quicksand this offseason. But I think Philly's going to get worse. We'll get to them in a second. The rest of the division is still bad. And then the Atlanta Falcons are my third over that I absolutely love. I've actually said that this team reminds me of last year's Detroit Lions. I'm not saying that they're going to make it all the way to the NFC Championship game, but while the NFC North has now caught up a little bit to Detroit, the NFC South has not caught up to Atlanta.
Danny Parkins is filling in for Colin Cowherd for the next couple of days. Those were his three overs. We'll get to the unders here coming up in a bit. So you know what? To show support for my brother, I'm not going to give you three. I'm just going to give you one. I'm going to give you one of my favorite over-unders this year in the National Football League. The Rams are at 8.5? Hold on. You're telling me Sean McVay, who is 70-45 as a head coach, you were telling me Sean McVay that would have hit this over in 6 of his 7 years coaching in the National Football League. You're telling me that the under is 8.5? No, the number should be 9.5 for Sean McVay. I am very, very surprised to see where it is. Now, I get it. People are super high on San Francisco. Who else do you really, really like in that division? You like Seattle? You really like Arizona? No, I'm not buying it. I look at that Rams team from last year, had injuries virtually the entire season everywhere that you could potentially go. Stafford was banged up. Cooper Kupp was banged up. Aaron Donald was banged up last year. They just had injuries all around that team. I think the Rams bounced back this season. I think they're a little bit more normal than they were. I don't think they're a Super Bowl contending team, but last year they won 10 games, and that is with the Matthew Stafford that was hurt for a majority of the season. They also had a game that was started by Carson Wentz and Brett Rippon last year. Give me the over on the Los Angeles Rams. I will take the over on 8.5. I believe the Rams are going to have a winning record this season, and that would hit the over.
Okay, first things first. You love the Rams the way that couple loves Texas Roadhouse. You're always praising the Rams on the show. Believe me, my one lock of the century over.
Hold on, I just want to say, you're telling me a team that has gone to 2 Super Bowls and won 1 Super Bowl during the Patrick Mahomes era? Yes, I like that team.
You talk about that. Like, they also had 2 seasons where they were terrible, and they are trending toward bad again. Their regression is coming, if not has happened.
I mean, just like San Francisco. I mean, for all the praise that we have about Shanahan, and Kyle Shanahan's a great coach, didn't they have the number 2 overall pick in the NFL draft? It happens sometimes. Other than Andy Reid and Mike Tomlin, everybody has your ups and downs in this process. Everybody. So that doesn't scare me with the Los Angeles Rams. And if you're telling me the down period for the Rams, the down period was 1 year they won 5 games. That was a bad year. They then bounced back and they doubled their win total last year and won 10 games. Again, their over-under is 8.5. They would have hit the over in 6 of the 7 years that he's been the coach. Mark me down again. If you got Sean McVay, for the most part, he gives you a baseline of a winning record.
My one lock of an over, Packers 9.5. The Packers were 9-8 last season, but for a large portion of the season, they were trying to figure it out. Remember, Jordan Love came out of the gate the opposite of hot. He stumbled. There was talk, is the Packers' run ending? Is this, and they went from Favre to Rodgers, and now we're starting to see the slip up. And then, basically, from that Chiefs game on, the Packers looked like world beaters down the stretch because Jordan Love started looking really good down the stretch. They play a second place schedule, and their over-under is at 9.5. You're telling me Jordan Love can't muster up one extra win from last year to this year? Packers 9.5. Mention a team that never falters. The Packers basically never falter. Over 9.5 Packers is my one lock.
I just want to give you guys one stat really quickly before we play Danny Parkins' unders. Danny Parkin, friend of the show, great friend of the show, is filling in for Colin Cowherd for the next couple of days. I would like to point out that Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay both started head coaching jobs in 2017. The Rams have had more wins than the Niners have had during the regular season. Now, the Niners have been to two Super Bowls. The Rams have been to two Super Bowls. They kind of been the same. One of them has won one of the Super Bowls. The other one has not. So I'm saying everybody loves Kyle Shanahan. He's this genius. He can do it with everybody. Look, he did it with Brock Purdy. Oh, we love him. They have been head coaches in the league the same amount of time since 2017 in the same division. Sean McVay is 70 and 45. Kyle Shanahan is 64 and 51. They have been to two Super Bowls. One coach has won one. The other one hasn't. And one of the coaches has blown two Super Bowl opportunities. The Niners certainly should have won the first one. And last year, I don't know if I use the term blown the first one, but they had a double-digit lead at halftime. You got to close that one. Sean McVay wouldn't have done that. Let me play one more for you guys. Our brother Danny Parkins is hosting on The Herd. He will also be on there tomorrow. So if you want to check him out, you can do so. He will be on the TV version right there on the TV. You can watch him. Here's what Danny Parkins. So he gave you the over. Here's his unders.
The Philadelphia Eagles, second consecutive season of losing both coordinators. Something's just wrong in Philly. And replacing Jason Kelce, the heart and soul of that team, that's the one that gets a lot of attention. DeAndre Swift, Hassan Reddick, Fletcher Cox, Kevin Byard. They lost a lot of veteran leadership. They lost a lot of experience. The finish to last season was an absolute disaster for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the other team in the state of Pennsylvania. Everyone knows Mike Tomlin has never had a losing record. It's going to change this year. The total there is 8.5 wins. I don't think the quarterback for 2025 is actually on Pittsburgh right now. Russell Wilson, way too conservative at the end of his time in Denver. Justin Fields, I do radio in Chicago, watched every snap that this guy took. Unbelievable guy, unbelievable athlete. Doesn't get to the second and third and fourth progression. So I think the 2025 quarterback for the Steelers is neither of those two guys. And then this is a low total to go under on. But the New England Patriots at 4.5, I think this is a 1, 2, maybe 3 win team. How are they going to score? They were the worst offense in the NFL last year. It's a first-time head coach. They used a first-round pick on Drake May, who I love. I think he's got all the makings of a great quarterback in 3 or 4 years. But they shouldn't play him because they don't have anyone to protect him and they don't have skill position talent around him. But the start of their schedule at Cincy, home against Seattle, at the Jets, at the Niners, home Dolphins, home Texans, that feels like 1-5 at best.
That was Danny Parkins. Those were his three favorite unders for the upcoming season. Let me give you my favorite under. Why are we doing this again with the Jets? What's that old saying in Tennessee? Fool me once, you can't be fooled again. Why are we doing this again with the Jets? Why? Haven't we done this enough? All the teams that are ahead of the Jets, I guess maybe other than the Cowboys, have actually kind of done something in the league. The Chiefs, the Niners, the Lions, the Eagles. We're talking about teams that have either gone to the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl, made it to the NFC or AFC championship game. Buffalo has made a run recently. The Ravens have made a run recently. The Bengals have made a run recently. Everybody has made a run other than the Jets. Why are we doing this with the Jets? Their over-under is 9.5. They're going to be a double-digit win team. Do you guys know the last time the Jets won double-digit games? 2015. You want to know the last time the Jets had a winning record? 2015. Why are we doing this with the Jets? 9.5? Their quarterback doesn't think enough of their roster to be there during mandatory camp. He's taking vacation. He ain't locked in. They still got the same bad offensive line, right? No, I'm not doing it with the Jets. You fooled a lot of us last year. You will not fool me this year. Give me the under on the New York Jets. They are a 9-8 or a disappointing team, and then we look up and we think, oh, man, how did this happen? They have Aaron Rodgers as their starting quarterbacks. The Jets are not a 10-11 win football team. They are not a championship contending team. Give me the Jets under.
That's a safe bet. If you want a lock of a century, the only under, Raiders. The number is 6.5, Carrington. No chance. the Raiders are not winning more than six football games in 2024. They don't have a quarterback. Like, they just don't have one. They, this offseason, decided Gardner Minshew is our path, which is insanity to me. And how many times in the NFL have we seen, hey, the interim coach, something good happens in the season, they hire the interim coach, and then it all falls apart. Very Romeo Crennel vibes out there in Vegas. No quarterback. They're supporting their interim coach who became the real coach. Everyone got a year older, like Devonta Adams and Max Crosby. They're not young anymore. Raiders under 6.5 just feels like lock it in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.